Good afternoon. Dr. Schneer dictating a 12-lead EKG report on patient Eugene McAllister on 8/14/24. Mr. McAllister performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient has a left axis deviation and a right bundle branch block pattern, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. PR interval is prolonged, period, new paragraph impression, first degree heart block, right bundle branch block pattern, left axis deviation, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Leroy Williams. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 8/14/24, Mr. Williams performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 425 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97%, period. New paragraph impression, a minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Paul Hunt, Hurt, and this goes to the VA. On 8/14/24, Mr. Hurt performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in forced vital capacity, but normalization of airflow, period, compared to a prior study dated 5/29/24. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 8/14/24, Mr. Ricky performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/16/24, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 8/14/24, Mrs. Willis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with normalization of airflow after bronchodilators with improvement in flow rates as well, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/23/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sean Johnson. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 8/14/24, Mr. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/21/24, there's been marked improvement, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 8/14/24, Mr. Markham performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period compared to a prior study data, 2/17/24. There's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Conneary, C-O-N-N-E-A-R-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 8/14/24, Mrs. Conneary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 5/22/24. There's been a minimal deterioration period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing minimal deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Elizabeth Phillips. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 8/14/24. Mrs. Phillips performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12/12/23. There's been improvement period of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, 6-minute walk test on Joel Clary. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 8/14/24. Mr. Clary performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96% period. Patient achieved 390 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 92% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.